It's the parable of the loaves and the fishes this week on Culture File. Last time we heard about the struggle for the perfect loaf, and tonight it's the little fishes. The only herring pickler in Ireland, Kirsty O'Kelly of Silver Darlings, is taking Irish Atlantic herring and introducing them to her own family's Finnish recipes, some Nordic influences and exotic spices from around the world to create a new treat in County Limerick.
I'll show you what I got yesterday. This is the herring season, you see. So it's freshly salt-cured herring.
We are in my production room, or a production unit here in hospital in County Limerick.
So yeah, that's the new season herring now. And it's great, you can see it's very plump.
It looks very plump and glossy.
You see how it is very firm. And this is how it skins off, just by hand.
Like peeling a banana.
Yeah, kind of. It leaves very tiny a sliver of see-through skin in my hand. The silver is skin of herring. Obviously, the name of Silver Darlings comes from this, basically. The silver, it's very glossy. It's very, it's like ice in one sense. And the name came from actually a Ewan McCall song called Shoals of Herring. And they, I think in a chorus or, you know, anyway, in that song, the fishermen out up in the north, they caught herring, they called their silver darlings. And, you know, that was the livelihood for them. So obviously it was a very dear fish for them. So it is to me now.
Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day. Out of Yarmouth Harbour I was fair, as a cabin boy on sailing lugger, for to hunt the bonny shoals of herring.
The whole idea came originally from the point how I started, you know, travelling back to Finland, where I'm from, to visit my parents and all that. Every now and then I always traveled back with a load of herring in my bags because I love it, and I, you know, I just, you just couldn't get it here. And I started then making, you know, it was kind of salt cured like this in vacuum packs and small little pouches. I came with that, or, you know, always traveling around, and I started making it then into my marinades and my recipes at home, and giving little jars away to friends and family and all that. And basically everybody who tasted it went, wow, you know, what else could you do here than this? Really, it's your calling.
As we hunt the bonny shoals of herring.
It was always at the table, you know, there's always a jar of herring in nearly everybody's fridge in Finland. It's a staple item. You know, you can't go around from house to house without knowing that there's herring somewhere. You know, it's like jam jar in Irish cupboards. You know, you have the herring in the fridge there. And but nearly every family who are into making fish, you know, into handling fish, and that's a lot of Finnish families would be, they would have their family recipes that are passed on from the grandmothers to their mothers and to the sons, of course, as well. And people do love handling herring, so that's why there's a big market out there in Finland in kind of ready-made pickles, what I do, but also in this form that I have here, so which is the raw kind of salt cured form of the herring, because people want to do their own, use it as a raw material, want to apply their own recipes to it. And my mother would have been, you know, she would have been, oh, still is, fantastic herring maker. However, she doesn't eat it herself at all.
You're taking, so, like, a very Nordic tradition and some of the Nordic flavours, you're meeting them with some of the flavours of the Mediterranean, and then they're all coming to a point here in County Limerick.
Yes, County Limerick and Ireland, and being Killybegs herring, so it's the, you couldn't get more Irish herring. However, of course, herring itself doesn't know the borders. There's no borders in the sea, so they just, you know, they travel wherever they like in the seas. But of course, it's caught in the sea area of Killybegs, or the coast of Killybegs.
Thank you.
It's not a staple item in Irish cuisine or in everybody's fridge here, as it is actually in Finland. But it's something that I'm taking as my job to start turning people's heads. So it's just a matter of getting them used to it. And we have a phrase already, which is pulling a herring face, when somebody has the first time experience of tasting the herring, and it's like it can go anywhere. But luckily, and you know, it's happened so often already that I think I'm winning them.
Is it a little addictive once you start tasting it? People want to go try more and more of it.
Oh yeah, I have addictions here. As in, I have regular clients, customers who comes to me every week that they're always at the same time. They often change the herring that they had the last week, you know. But the main thing is that they do come back.
You can find Silver Darlings on Twitter, at SilverDarlings1. Yep, even the herrings are on Twitter now, as well as at their own market stall in Limerick Milk Market. SilverDarlings.ie for more.